This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got first-time claims for unemployment benefits this morning. That, of course, is how you know it's Thursday. They were up a bit, 230,000 new applications last week. Omicron is the culprit, of course. The not-so-new-anymore strain is also behind a lot of the short-term labor squeeze that we are seeing. People staying home because they or someone they are caring for has tested positive. And that includes what is known as the sanitation sector. Public works departments and private garbage disposal companies all over this economy say they are short-staffed, and in some cities, maybe even where you live, that means trash and recycling bins are just sitting out on the curb. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
Tempe, Arizona's solid waste department has been short-staffed for months.
But we experienced another level late December, early January.
Nikki Ripley, Tempe's media relations manager, says Omicron started sending workers home. Some trash and a lot of recycling wasn't getting picked up. Now, workers are returning from quarantine, and the city has approved a salary boost to attract new garbage truck drivers.
But it's been an intensive, challenging time.
And not just in Tempe. Residents of Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Miami are among those dealing with collection delays. David Biederman with the Solid Waste Association of North America saw this coming.
The combination of increased residential waste during the holidays and the Omicron variant is a perfect storm for solid waste collection.
He says sanitation is having a hard time hiring. Plus, there's been a sharp increase in household trash.
Because people stopped going to stores and started buying everything on e-commerce.
And while we've come to expect staff shortages at retail stores and restaurants, Biederman says delayed trash collection gets our attention.
When it's not done properly and trash blows all over the street, it immediately affects the quality of life for people in communities.
It also makes sanitation work more visible, says Francis Ryan, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers University.
The COVID crisis has lifted the sanitation worker into the public consciousness. It's seen as vital labor.
Since the pandemic began, Ryan says many sanitation workers have been bargaining for better pay and working conditions. Take San Diego. There, it's a labor strike, not Omicron, behind the current trash collection backlog. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.